Thank you and good morning. The County Cannabis Services Division, a part of the Planning Department, has issued a reminder to those who still wish to submit a cannabis activity registration form that it's not too late. The county has received more than 2,000 registrations for those interested in being a part of the medical marijuana industry, and although the August deadline has passed, late registrants can still submit their paperwork. They will not be eligible for a good standing designation, but the county will still accept registrations from both new and existing operators through December 31st. Beginning in January of next year, no new registrations can be submitted until the county supervisors enact a local ordinance. The county also issued a reminder that the cannabis activity registration is not a permit, and those who have already submitted registrations will still have to acquire state and county permits based on the type of grow they want to operate. Another step in the long process to remove four dams from the Klamath River has been taken now that the Klamath River Renewal Corporation and Pacific Corps have filed the paperwork for the transfer application with the FEC. The KRRC, which represents local tribes and environmental groups, took ownership of the dams, and Congressman Jared Huffman applauded the news. He said in a statement that their submission today set in motion the process to remove the dams, which will be the largest project of its kind in history. The milestone is a tribute to the hard work of the tribes, fishing groups, and conservation organizations. The removal of the four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath is scheduled to be completed by 2020. Eureka police arrested an 18-year-old man on Saturday afternoon in connection with a suspected deliberate hit-and-run incident that occurred at about noon outside the St. Vincent de Paul facility in downtown Eureka. The arrest was made in Cutton at about 4 o'clock, and an unidentified man was booked for felony hit-and-run. The lone victim was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and the investigation into what led up to the confrontation is ongoing. Road crews in Eureka will be out on Booner Street between S and Harrison Avenue performing road work this week. Residents should anticipate controlled traffic and detours at the locations and to expect short delays. The work will be performed from 7:30 a.m. until 5 in the afternoon, weather permitting, each day this week. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a man who has been using stolen credit cards. The Sheriff's Office has released still photos of the suspect, and the suspect is believed to be using credit cards he stole from a vehicle in Trinidad last month. Since then, he's suspected of using the cards at numerous stores in Trinidad as well as in McKinleyville. The Sheriff's Office has been unable to identify the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Jordan Christmas has Forest News.
Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest lifted fire restrictions following the recent string of favorable weather. Visitors to the forest can now have open campfires outside of designated campgrounds if they have a campfire permit. Some restrictions, however, remain in effect in other areas of the National Forest, including in the Mendocino, Shasta Trinity, and Klamath Forest. CAL FIRE's statewide burn ban also remains in effect.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Newly elected 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson, who remains a Harbor Commissioner as well, has joined the talk shop circuit following his June primary win for the seat that will be vacated by Mark Lovelace. Wilson pointed out that while he's very familiar with the 3rd District and its constituents because it mirrors the Harbor Commission district he currently represents, he'll have to deal with a far larger set of issues and agendas.
We have five commissioners that have the same boundaries for constituents as do supervisors. So it's going to be the same for me when I take the seat or the role at the county supervisor level. It'll be the same group of folks. The issues just broaden, I think.
Wilson will officially become a supervisor in January, but he said a lot will happen between now and then. He maintains his Harbor Commissioner seat, still has to do his day job, and has already reached out to county staff for help as he prepares to take on his new job.
Even up until January, I'm still a commissioner, and I'm still committed to that, you know, to that organization, and time-wise, I still have to earn a living that's separate from that, which is doing the consulting work I do as an engineer. And then I also have family. And so, I mean, my time's been pretty full even now.
You can listen to Mike Wilson Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.